Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Hello.
The Last Cowboy Songs and Papo Sunday Boots.
All right, we'll put it on for you.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year waltz. Voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. He rides the feedlots, clerks in the market, on weekends selling tobacco and beer. His dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't there. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeball to eyeball, Wyatt backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis and Texas, rode with the 7th when Custer went down. And this is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year waltz. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas, and Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. Me and old Waylon and Chris sang about him and wished to God I could have ridden his trail. The old Chisholm Trail is now covered concrete, and they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. They roll by his marker and they don't even notice, like living and dying was all he ever did. last cowboy song. The end of a hundred-year walls. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song. End of a hundred-year waltz. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song. The end of a hundred-year waltz. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song. The end of a hundred-year waltz. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost.
Hi, this is Bill Anderson at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
Saw them, he was wearing them to church. They weren't all scuffed and scratchy like the ones he wore to work. He was just a common man. He didn't even own a suit, but you could see the pride reflecting shine of Papa's Sunday boots. Every time he wore them, I couldn't help but stare. I guess one day he noticed, 'cause he sat down in his chair. Slipped him off and said, son, why don't you try them on? They might not fit you now, but they'll be yours someday when I'm gone. Even after all this time, I still can't feel his shoes. I wouldn't take $1 million for Papa's Sunday boots. It wasn't till our wedding day that I took them from the box. Still they didn't fit me, so I wore two pairs of socks. Set them in the closet. I didn't wear them for a while, till I put them on the day that we brought home our first newborn child. And now I've made a list of special things that I want to do before I'm gone. Out on that Opry stage and sing his favorite song. I want to walk our daughter down the aisle, and then my last request, make sure I'm wearing Papa's Sunday boots the day I'm laid to rest.
time that I see him, I'll be wearing Papaw Sunday boots.
Yes, I'm Tracy.
Reggie, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, just fine.
Good.
Wonder if you could play Hillbilly Heaven, Tex Ritter.
Sure.
And something from Norma Jean.
I'll be happy to.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To hillbilly heaven, and you know who greeted me at the gate? The old cowboy philosopher himself, Will Rogers. He said to me, he said, Tex, the big boss of the riders up here has asked me to kind of show you around. Right over yonder's a couple of your old compadres. My, was I glad to see them. Carson Robinson and the Mississippi Blue Yodeler, Jimmy Rogers. I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight. He introduced me to Wiley Post, and he showed me the Hall of Fame with all the gold guitars and fiddles hanging on the wall. Then he said, Tex, step over this way. There are two more of your friends I know you'll want to see. They're waiting for you. And there they were, standing side by side, smiling at me. Hank Williams and Johnny Horton. Within the next, say, 100 years. He handed me a large book covered with stardust. Will called it the Big Tally Book. In it were many names, and each name was branded in pure gold. I began to read some of them as I turned the pages. Red Foley, Ernest Tubb, Gene Autry, Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold, Tennessee Ernie, Eddie Dean, Andy Griffith, Roy Rogers, Tex Ritter.
Wow.
Tex Ritter. Oh, well, that's when I woke up. And I'm sorry I did, because I dreamed I was
you said goodbye to me this morning.
Pretty Miss Norma Jean for you. There's one called I Thought I Heard You Calling My Name, one of her old boss man's songs. It's off of a great album that Norma Jean recorded called Norma Jean Sings Porter Wagoner. A great tribute record that she recorded. She did a couple of tribute albums. She did a tribute album to Porter, and also she did a tribute album to Kitty Wells. If you haven't looked into Norma Jean's catalog, you should. She recorded some of the finest records for the RCA Records folks back in the day. And then, of course, she's been kind enough to do three albums for us on Heart of Texas Records. And everyone has been a pleasure. Speaking of local celebrities and local great singers, here's another lady that actually lives here in Brady and does a fine job singing. You can catch her doing a lot of shows in the Austin, Texas area, as she has during the last several years. Here's one from Terry Joyce. Here's Terry Joyce doing a song called The Party After the Party. After the Party, there's Terry Joyce for you. Here's one going out to Zane tonight. Here's the great Merle Haggard.
There's a big brown cloud in the city and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's got to come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn water and the gasoline car is gone. When an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home. One of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. All right, Marky. About what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then we won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door and does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Hi, this is Paul Gray, and you're listening to radio station KNEL in Brady, Texas, and our good friend, Mr. Tracy Pitcock. We thank you for tuning in.
Memories let me hold and kiss you, but they're just lending me the things I live without. And it's my fault that I can't really hold you. Yes, my ears should burn when fools are talked about.
Gray for you. My ears should burn when fools are talked about. That's my favorite Claude Gray song. I love that old song that Roger Miller wrote, and Claude had a good hit on many years ago. Claude's 90 years old and still out there singing country music. Speaking of being in your 90s, this next gentleman also is in his 90s. He's 91, and still does a great job singing country music. And this goes out to Paul and Betty Keelick, listening to us on KNELradio.com down in Buchanan Dam, Texas, tonight. Here's one called I Flew Over Our House Last Night.
That old Kentucky moon was shining bright as day. The stars were twinkling in the Milky Way. The pilot said, if you look close, there's Frankfurt on the right.
My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
George Jones, 41 Call, the race is on. Looking forward to seeing these next two entertainers in Branson next week. We're going to see Gene Watson Monday night, and then we'll see Rhonda Vincent on Thursday night. They won't be together, but they'll be separate, doing their show separately next week. But we're going to get them together right now and do this old song that some of you might remember from Gary Stewart a few years ago. Gene Watson and Rhonda Vincent with Out of Hand.
Jody Blonde.
Jody Blonde, we'll do it for you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
cowboy Ned. They raise him on the banks of a riverbed. A houseboat tied to a big tall tree. A home for my papa and my mama and me.
The clock strikes three, papa jumps to his feet. The little mama's cooking papa something to eat. At half past papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his bureau headed down the bayou.
He's got a fishing line strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. Setting traps in the swamps, catching anything he can. He's gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. He's gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
Muskrat hides are hanging by the dozen. Even got a lady make a muskrat's cousin. Cut him out drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into the mom.
Mama Rita and my daddy Jack. Little baby brother on the floor, that's Mac. Fred and Lynn are the family twin. Big brother Ed's on the bayou fishing.
On the river float, Papa's great big boat. That's how my papa goes into town. Takes every bit of a night and day to even reach a place where the people stay.
And I can hardly wait until tomorrow comes around. That's when my papa takes the first to town. Papa promised me that I could go. He will let me see a cowboy show.
I saw the cowboys and Indians for the first time then.
Told my papa gotta go again.
Papa said, son, we got the lines to run. We'll come back again cause it's work to be done.
Fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. Setting traps in the swamp, catching anything he can. He's gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta 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 make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
Here's Joe Paul Nichols and Jimmy C. Newman. This one called Louisiana Man. That's off of a Joe Paul's Heart of Texas CD called Friends in High Places. Great album. Joe Paul with a lot of his buddies in the business, people like Mo Bandy and Johnny Bush and Pretty Miss Norma Jean, Jen Howard, Chuck Hancock, Daryl McCall, Frankie Miller, Barbara Fairchild, Don Sears, Curtis Potter, Kenny Surratt, Melvin Montgomery, Amber Digby, and Jimmy C. Newman. So there you go. Great project there from Joe Paul Nichols. Here's one for Jan and Nan tonight. They're going to Branson with us next week. Looking forward to that. Here's Landon Dodd with one called Barstool Mountain.
I finally found a place where I can take it. All this loneliness you've left behind. On a mountain that's no hill for a climber. Just one step up, sit back. Climb up on Barstool Mountain.
United Ottawan called Barstool Mountain. I'm looking forward to emceeing this next lady's 77th birthday party. And that's coming up next month. I hope I remember what day that is. October the 19th. October the 19th will be in Brenham, Texas to MC Jeannie C. Riley's 77th birthday party. And looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun with Jeannie C. Riley. And we'll come back Thursday night and do the hits. And then the next night we head to Canton, Texas to do the Western Swing Festival in Canton. And looking forward to that as well. And then I think the next day we're down in Seguin for the Dotsie show. That's going to be a really good week of some great country music. And here's one from Jeannie C. Riley. It's called the Little Town Square. One of the finest ladies I know in the business. Miss Harper Valley PTA herself.
In the little town square in the Carroll County seat, selling eggs and butter, trying to make enough to eat. Mama had a house full of children at home, 7 mouths to feed, and my papa was gone. I'd walk a mile to town in my hand-me-down clothes. The rich kids are laughing and a thumb in their nose. Said, Mama, don't you worry, 'cause I really don't care about the other children in the little town square. Mama couldn't get credit at the general store, 'cause she wouldn't date him and the owner got sore. The women started talking and the men would all stare when Mama was a-walking through the little town square. Bringing in water and a chopping stove wood, we tried to help Mama just as much as we could. Brother was a-plowing with the old gray mare while the other children played in the little town square. The women all said Mama wasn't no good. The men would make a pass anytime that they could. When Mama needed help, she couldn't get it nowhere. They all turned their backs in the little town square. Mama had to work just as hard as she could, taking any job that nobody else would. We had enough to eat and we didn't go bare, no thanks to the people in the little town square. Well, Mama lived to see 7 children all grown. Now she lies sleeping by a marble tombstone, and Mama's last words are written on there. God help the people in the little town square.
There is one who
the Christ of Calvary.
This would be my prayer, Lord, each day. Help me do the best I can.
For I need that light to guide me day and night.
Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Some people who said the old-time religion was real. I said, I'll go down, take a look at the crowd. It's just that weak-minded I feel. But something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night God certainly got a hold of me. I walked up the steps and I peeped in the door. The devil said, don't you go in. But I thought it won't hurt. I'll just go inside and set as far back as I can. But something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night God certainly got a hold of me. They sang like they meant it. They clapped their hands. I said, that's emotion, that's all. When they get down to pray, I'll just get up and leave, for I don't want to be seen here at all. But something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night God certainly got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me.
Praise God.
Yes, something got a hold.
got a hold of me. I went there for spite, but oh my, that night, God certainly got a hold of me.
Porter Wagoner and all the Wagon Masters, and that's going to wrap it up for us. I do hope you'll visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We'll be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Free admission. Bring your friends and family to 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. And I'll be spending some time up there as well this weekend, so hope that I might be able to see you. We've got 114 of us going to Branson, Missouri Sunday morning. Looking forward to that for a week, and we'll be back with you again the following week for the Hits Radio Show. Tracy Pitcox, thank you so much, and saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. And you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and yeah, I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Radio.com. Every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Don't miss this opportunity to hear world news, insights, and stories from guests around the world. The Network Live is your pathway to connecting people and ministries around the world. Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. on KNEL 95.3 and KNELradio.com.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.